This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Week 13 waiver wire. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and it's week 13 and Monday. You know what that means. It's waiver wire time. That's right. It's time to hit the waiver wire, trying to add some guys. Maybe we'll drop a few as well. And to help us break it all down is my good friend, Derek Brown, D-Bro, the King of Bros, and our own Tara Roberts, who you know from our YouTube channel, doing all the amazing work in the short form videos. She's there answering your questions from 12 to 1, giving me a break every Sunday on the YouTube channel. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today. Follow her, because seriously, like, I don't know why you don't have three times as many followers as you do on social media. You should, at It's Tara Time on the Twitter machine. That's where you go. And Tara, I know we are in the holiday season, and they say that the perfect gift does not exist. However, I saw something on Sunday after the Commanders game, Brian Robinson wearing the big hat. And I'm staring at D-Bro's bald head today without a hat, which is a rarity that we get the hatless D-Bro. And I saw the big hat and I thought, that's it. If anybody can pull off the big hat, it's Derek Brown. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I agree. I like, if you can pull it off, do it. I feel like I have a big head, so I don't know if a bigger hat would like just exacerbate that. But yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Does it make it look smaller? Does it make it look bigger? I don't know. But I saw that and I went, yep, because he was wearing it backwards. And I said, if I could get D-Bro to wear that hat on a YouTube show, then that would be a win. I don't know how much they cost yet, but D-Bro, if I find out that it's within the budget and I do purchase it, will you wear it here on the show?
I'm not above diving into any bit. So yeah, go ahead. Sign me up for the big hat. But dude, I think that honestly, you put the big hat on me and I'm going to look like Toad out of Mario Brothers. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be definitely meme worthy.
Yeah. With a beard. So it's like homeless Toad or something like that. Yeah. Like he has right. Nowhere to go. He's been kicked out of the Mario World universe. Something's gone wrong there.
Top waiver pickups.
Let's get to the things that might go right here for your fantasy teams. And let's start with the sleeper waiver wire pickup of the week. Now, I want to talk about a player because I think he's still lower rostered than he should be in most leagues. On sleeper, he is rostered pretty highly. He is up to 67%. So still available in almost 30% of leagues, which is absurd because even in 10-team leagues, he should be added. And that guy is Treylon Burks, who is the wide receiver of the Tennessee Titans. Burks is going to be that guy. And ironically, his first touchdown was a fumble recovery yesterday. It was a wacky little play. But look, if you're looking here ahead to Treylon Burks down the stretch here, yes, this is a tough matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles next week in those corners. But after that, you get Jacksonville, you get the Chargers, you get Houston, you get Dallas down the stretch here. And I'm telling you right now, Treylon Burks is a player that should be rostered. You should have him there. He's a player that is starting to get that attention of the passing game that really has struggled mightily this year. You didn't have Tannehill for a stretch. He's not 100% healthy, but you could see he is the go-to guy here. Back-to-back games of 111 yards, 70 yards there. So he's starting to put it together. That's what you want. If you look at the last 2 weeks, obviously, you know, the touchdown was a little fluky here. That's fine. But I think you're in a spot with Treylon Burks where if he's still floating out there, you need to add him. That being said, we had a lot of injuries to the running back position yesterday. So we got to go and look at some players here that we might be able to add. So Tara, I want to start with you here. You are our guest. Who is number one on your list here in week 13 to add at the RB position off the waiver wire?
For me, this was tough because I think all of these guys are, you know, fairly even. These, you know, three guys that are really getting thrust up into higher positions. But I'm going to go with Zonovan Knight as the guy that I am grabbing as my number one back. The reason is, you know, I like what I saw. 14 carries, 69 yards, three receptions for 34 yards. The key there, the three receptions, because we do kind of have to remember that it is possible that we do see James Robinson next week. Mm-hmm. It's possible that this was maybe a situation where they just kind of sat him out and were trying to save up his yardage because that pick is conditional. And so we kind of do have to temper our expectations. But I like that because when we look at Mike White, he only threw 28 passes, but 25 of those passes went to running backs. So I think there's a possibility here that even if it doesn't really shake out as him as being the exact lead back, if he can gain a stronghold as the receiving back in that offense, if this injury to Michael Carter is significant, I like where this could head for him as a rookie.
Yeah, our friend JJ Zacharyson had a great stat. I saw him tweet last week about Mike White, which is when he was starting last year. It was the highest percentage of passes to running backs of any other quarterback. And that's why we're also excited about Michael Carter going into this week at DFS. It did not work out. It was a little upsetting, but it's okay. We're going to move on. Knight, by the way, is, you know, not very highly rostered. It's a big fat zero right now. So you get him off the waiver wire pretty easily. And like you're saying, it was a healthy scratch for James Robinson. We'll see what this week brings. Big matchup here against Minnesota. At a certain point, you have to put winning ahead of everything else. Let's put one running back ahead of everyone else for you, Derrick Brown. Who is that name in week 13 you want to add?
I know Rams fans have not been too happy about my takes about Kyren Williams previously, but yes, he's number one on the list. And this comes down to, Joe, I've been running away from this backfield for multiple weeks. But a lot of this it's been a two-headed monster, a three-headed monster. We don't know what any of the volume is. And even in bad offenses, can we at least try to flex running backs out of bad offenses? Okay, sure. And that's why it leads me back to Kyren Williams. Last week, 14 touches, 60 total yards. He played 70% of the snaps. He got half the early down work and all of the passing down work. And if we're not even just talking about the volume out of this offense, which is going to be gross. Allen Robinson's now out. Cooper Kupp's out. Stafford probably doesn't come back. Really, you look at this depth chart, you're like, it's a bunch of practice squad guys. But even if we're trying to paint the rosier picture for Kyren Williams, the schedule's nice, Joe. Seattle, the Raiders, Green Bay. I mean, need I go on? The Broncos, Chargers, Seattle again. Like, these are good matchups. So as much as I would love to just kind of poo-poo Kyren Williams and be like, it's the Rams, blah, 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 and not want to talk about the guy, there are a lot of things to like that make him a number one.
Okay, so Williams is your number one. Who is your number two then as you're looking forward?
My number two is going to be Jamichael Hasty. I bounce between, and I have no disagreement about Tara, but like, as far as like picking a Bam Knight, I'm totally with that. He's my number three guy, but Hasty is my number two. And I know that the quotes have come out and Travis Etienne says he's going to play and his foot's okay. And he could have come back into the game. I'm taking all of that with a grain of salt because we just don't know. It takes one more headline to drop before, when you're listening to this, maybe that's already happened. And it says, oh, Travis Etienne's going to get more tests on his foot. We don't know at this point. So if I'm looking at Jamichael Hasty, yes, I want the guy in an improving Jacksonville Jaguars offense that's going to play, Detroit this week. Got 17 touches, almost 100 total yards. Yeah, I want that guy. I want that guy on my team.
Now, Hasty is on your list too, Tara. He is your number three. Hasty at this point, again, roster percentage, pretty low, just 3% over on the sleeper machine. So Kyren Williams is a 44% rostered, so he's a little bit harder to get. Jamichael Hasty's free. What are your thoughts on Hasty and also Henderson, who was recently picked up too? Is that a guy that potentially people should be keeping an eye out for and just adding at least speculatively here down the stretch?
If you're in a deep league, yes, because I'm with DeBro here. You know, if this is a 1 week opportunity, is then that's what I'm taking it as, because these running backs, you know, they have these injuries, foot injuries, ankle injuries, and say, oh, I'm fine. Once you give it a day and that injury has some time to sit, it's a different story. We've seen it multiple times, like with Chuba Hubbard, where it turns into a 1 to 2 week absence. And if we're looking at a 1 week absence here, I like Jamichael Hasty as the guy over Daryl Henderson, just because I think it's going to take Daryl Henderson a little bit more time to get acclimated in this offense. I don't think it'll be a Jeff Wilson situation where you're obviously going into a situation where you know the system, you know the coach. Henderson has to get more comfortable. So I still think that, you know, for the next week, maybe two, if Travis Etienne is out, it's Jamichael Hasty that's going to have the upside. If for some reason this becomes a long-term thing, that's where I see Daryl Henderson stepping up as the guy that profiles more to be the lead back.
Let's take a quick break in the action and say about Pristine Auction. Pristine Auction is the most trusted sports memorabilia auction site with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and auctions at pristineauction.com. Start at just $1 and each day there are over 1,000 autographed items available so you can win signed, authentic, signatured items at affordable prices. And they have just about every player you could want, including Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and many more. Every item on Pristine Auction comes with a certification of authenticity from the industry's most reputable authenticators, and you can upgrade your collection of signed memorabilia today and get $10 off your first item when you use that promo code FANTASY. That's one word, FANTASY. Be sure to sign up now at pristineauction.com/register. That's pristineauction.com/register and use the promo code FANTASY, because deals like this are happening every single day. Once again, that's promo code FANTASY for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at pristineauction.com/register. And now back to the action. All right, let's talk about spend here on these guys. So Hasty and Henderson, let's say they're both out there and available. DeBro, in terms of budget, how would you appropriate funds for these guys?
I think some of this comes down to, like, if you're must win, if you're looking at this like as a 1 to 2 week rental where your team is at in contention or fighting for it. In a lot of scenarios, I'm like 3 to 5%, because you are only looking at the 1 week rental. So maybe I miss out on him, but I think you still can secure him in a lot of spots. As far as talking about Jamichael Hasty, Henderson, I'm not blowing any kind of fab on. I'll wait until after it runs, and if I get him, I get him. That's fine. Because I want to go back to Hasty just for a second. I think the coaching staff showed a lot of trust in him, because Snoop Connor was active for this game. They easily could have involved him more in this in the running game and split the work between Hasty, but Hasty got all of the work.
Mm-hmm. Tara, how about you? Is that similar? You echo the sentiments there? I know Henderson is 50% roster on Sleeper, but are you somebody who would rather just like kind of let it all run and then go pick him up? Or would you throw a buck or two just to, you know, avoid that process and just kind of get him on the roster in case you wanted to just kind of have more control of the backfield overall?
Yeah, I might throw one if you've got the money to spend. Maybe you saved up and it's not going to be a big deal for you. But other than that, yeah, I'm with DeBro. I would spend maybe five on Jamichael Hasty, but wait it out and don't spend anything on Henderson. I don't think you're going to have to fight for him.
Yeah. All right. I want to get your take on Kyren Williams too. Because look, basically you guys had the same three players here, just a different order. So I'll get DeBro's take on Knight in a second, but I want to get your take, Tara, on Kyren Williams too. He is rostered in 44% of leagues in terms of looking at the schedule, what's coming up for him. DeBro makes a pretty good case. It's tough because the Rams offense, it's not good, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. The weapons are depleting at an alarming rate, that's for sure. I feel like the Rams season can be encapsulated in that moment where Sean McVay got hit in the face there on the sidelines. That kind of feels like the Rams season in one moment right there, where you're not even looking, and all of a sudden, just boom, somebody hits you in the side of the face with your helmet. So what do you think here Kyren Williams' real value is in free agency and fantasy?
Yeah, I could make the argument for Kyren Williams being the number one guy because, you know, there's a lot of things going on with this offense. And unfortunately, the offensive line is terrible, so that gives him a knock. Akers is there, so that gives him a knock as well. And then Matt Stafford, we don't know 100%. He's described as week to week. That sounds like they have zero incentive to bring him back and risk his health. But on the other side, You know, I've had no interest in this backfield whatsoever. I've been on the, you know, I've been on the cut Cam Akers side. I stay on the cut Cam Akers side. I'm not yielding to adding Cam Akers. But if there is one running back that I have to invest in this offense, it's going to be Kyren Williams. And the reason is exactly what we said. You know, first of all, he's getting a decent amount of carries. Snaps are good. He's got the pass catching upside, which is what you want in this Rams offense. You don't want to be the guy like Akers who's getting, you know, the last time he saw any receptions was back in week two. You just lack upside if you don't have that. So Kyren Williams has the upside to get to double-digit fantasy points. And I think as we kind of progress through and they've got that awesome upcoming schedule for running backs, I think he'll push ahead of Akers because the Rams need to see what they have in him. They need to understand that this is the guy that they can look at as someone who can potentially be a lead back heading into 2023. Or do they have to hit free agency? Do they have to try and figure out something in the draft, which they don't do very well? But yeah, I think well, there's
it's hard to draft players when you have no picks.
When you have no picks,
that's a hard thing
to do. You trade them away.
I mean, did they not think that that was going to come around and bite them eventually? I mean, yeah. I understand it's like, you know, living in the now and trying to win. I respect that, but I agree with you 100%, by the way. I think they are going to, this is evaluation time for the Rams. So we're going to see a lot of these faces. I think you can evaluate Van Jefferson too, guys like that. We'll talk more about him later on too. Like, who are these guys that we have underneath this layer of high paid superstars? We really don't know what else is underneath. That's certainly a scenario we need to understand. Real quick, D-Bro, give me your thoughts on Knight and anybody else that you think is worthy picking up at the RB position.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Knight. He's number three on my list. I liked him as a prospect coming out of college. In college, we saw some pass catching upside from him. He had back-to-back above 5% target seasons. So I think he can play some of the passing downs for the Jets. Although, again, we talked about it. Like, this backfield could just dissolve into anarchy. I mean, it could be James Robinson. It could be a little touch of Ty Johnson. We don't know. So I like Bam Knight at number three, considering all the things that we do know at this point. You could list Ty Johnson on this list for the same reasons. And James Cook. I know we talked about him last week. Staying ahead of the curve. If this Buffalo Bills backfield just decides to like dissolve itself or condense onto one or two players, there is value to be had in one of the best offenses in the NFL.
All right. Real quick, Tara, anybody else at the RB position that kind of floats around for you worth adding?
Yeah, if you want to wait it out and just kind of take a stab at Ty Johnson after waivers run just to see, because again, right, the pass catching upside, we talked about Mike White. So there it's, you know, there's a possibility there in deep leagues. And then I do like stashing James Cook because I think at this point, you know, we understand it's going to be James Cook. They're not going with Nyheim Hines as this guy that's going to be the direct handcuff for Singletary.
All right, let's go and switch gears over to the wide receivers to add this week. And as a reminder, too, at the top, when I talked about Treylon Burks, the reason I brought him up is not just because of the talent and what he's got here and his role in the pass game in Tennessee, which is limited, but still there. He might be rostered in 67% of sleeper leagues, but in the expert consensus roster percentage, he's still just 43%. So just as a reminder, he might be out there in a lot of your leagues, in a lot of places where you don't realize it. So you might want to go ahead and add them around. Also, another thing you might want to do is go ahead and join our contest too. We're giving away an Austin Eckler autographed jersey, and that is going to wrap up what Wednesday night. So you don't have a lot of time here. So go ahead right now, drop a 5-star review of the pod, wherever you get your podcast, go to Apple Podcasts. Say, I love the Fantasy Pros podcast. Tara Roberts is the best guest ever. Yada, yada, yada. That's what you do. You put it in there. You screenshot that bad boy. You go to fantasypros.com/contest and you enter to win. And remember, that's one entry. But if you want more entries for the Austin Eckler jersey, you go and you follow us on social media, on the TikTok, on the Twitter machine, on the Instagram. That's 4 total entries you can get for the Austin Eckler jersey. It's a present for yourself for the holidays or for somebody else. If you don't like the Chargers, there you go. It's a perfect world. All right, let's get to the wide receivers here. Let's start with you here, D-Bro. Who is your number one wide receiver ad for week 13?
It's going to be Zay Jones. Maybe I'm just prisoner of the moment right now, but I mean, 30%, 38% rostered on sleeper. I wrote it up in the primer and I picked the wrong Jones apparently, but I was like, the Baltimore Ravens have gotten better in the slot. It's where you beat them is on the perimeter, and Zay Jones made them pay. 37% target share, dude racked up 11 receptions and 145 receiving yards. Like, wow. Tip of the cap. Like, all this volume finally came to fruition for Zay Jones that we've been seeing on and off all season. And he makes the top of the list here, Joe, because we're looking at flex plays. We're looking at people like, can I pluck you off of the waiver wire and drop you into the lineup?
Well, it's not an accident that it happened when ATN got hurt. Let's be honest. That's true. I think if we're talking about what's the key to unlocking Zay Jones, making good on all that volume, well, it's Travis Etienne being out of the equation. So now we're forcing our hand a little bit. We might have to force our hand to Marvin Jones in some spots. You know, that big revenge game against the Lions coming up. Oh, God, revenge. Enough with revenge games, everybody. Seriously.
Zay Jones makes the top of the list, though, Joe, because not only do they get the Lions, they get the Titans right after that. Top 12 teams versus wide receivers. So got to be the guy to pick up for me.
38% roster there. How much would you spend on him just to get a clarity?
I don't think it's going to take. I mean, he's been sitting out on waiver wires the entire season.
$5, I think you could pick him up.
I was like, two, one. I mean, legit, like, if he's out there at this point, nobody gives a care. Like, nobody cares about Zay Jones, so it's not going to cost you much.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. All right, let's go to you, Tara. Who's your number one wide receiver you want to add in free agency this week?
It was painful for me not to say Zay Jones as my number one, because I think at this point I might qualify as a Zay Jones truther. That's weird to say, but that my number one receiver is Van Jefferson. Yeah, I'm going back to the Rams offense that we've just, beat down over the course of, you know, a month here. But the thing is that Allen Robinson is done, unfortunately, and I cannot knock a wide receiver one, and that is a wide receiver one for a team. It may be a wide receiver one without Matt Stafford, but he is in fact going to be the wide receiver one, and we have seen him have success in the past. So I do have faith in the talent of Van Jefferson. We do have to temper expectations. You know, don't go out there thinking that this is going to be a league winner situation. He caught 3 of 7 targets for 29 yards and a touchdown. There's not going to be a lot of upside with Bryce Perkins at the helm, but he is a legitimate threat. So I do want to look at him, and, you know, if you have to, I think that he's someone who can be a fine flex option moving forward.
I was actually surprised he was only 7% rostered on sleeper. I thought it would have been higher over the last couple of weeks, especially after the Cooper Kupp injury. I thought, you know, maybe we get into the 20s or something with Jefferson, but look, Jefferson's shown you flashes before, and the coaching staff's always liked him too. So another guy that's pretty low on the totem pole. Now, look, let's get back to the truth you want to tell about Zay Jones, because I know he's your number two player. So let's talk about Zay Jones and what your expectations are, because look, at a certain point, I think we're all thinking that Trevor Lawrence is going to continue to take steps forward. I think yesterday was a big step in confidence too. When you have a drive like that, that's the kind of drive that builds a young quarterback's self-esteem and confidence level at this NFL spot. And I think that's a very important thing. So what are your thoughts on Zay Jones here, not only this week, but going forward as well?
Yeah, I like the direction for Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that the Jacksonville defense isn't particularly strong. So they have to push for high volume to keep up with these other teams that they're playing. They've got those two pass-friendly matchups coming up. So I like the wide receiver two in a very high pass volume team. And, you know, Debro talked about those two upcoming matchups against Detroit and Tennessee. And then it gets ugly in the playoff schedule. But the thing here is, I don't think that's a bad thing for Zay Jones. That's a bad thing for Christian Kirk. This is an opportunity where in these difficult matchups against Dallas, the New York Jets, Houston, where we've got, you know, we've got Sauce Gardner, we've got Trayvon Diggs that can sit here and they can lock down Christian Kirk, and it opens up opportunities for Zay Jones. So I think we can realistically see multiple double-digit games moving forward from him in these great matchups with Detroit and Tennessee, and then in these matchups where he's going to get the opportunity to get the softer coverage.
It's a great point. That's what you're looking for. And certainly, you know, if we don't have ETN, I mean, there's a lot more opportunity for the passing game, just generally speaking. Which is good. I think it's time to let loose if you're Trevor Lawrence a little bit. It's time. Let's go. It's year two. All right, let's get to the number two guy for you, Derek Brown, wide receiver. Who is it in week 13?
I know everybody's expecting me to say Elijah Moore here. That's great. That's fine. I mean, he did fill the box score, 64 yards and receiving touchdown, but it's not the name that I'm going with if you're looking for a Jet here, which you're probably not, but still, there's fantasy goodness to be had. Only rostered in 19% of sleeper leagues is Corey Davis. He ran more routes, played more snaps, and commanded more targets than Elijah Moore. The fact of it is, he didn't make good on any of it. And it's not to say that he can't. Like, with Corey Davis, I'm going to chase the snaps, the routes, and the targets over going with flash in the pan. Like, Elijah Moore wasn't even a full-time player last week. So, you marry Corey Davis first week back. He's already thrown back into full-time status over Elijah Moore. And the upcoming matchup against the Minnesota Vikings, who are sixth in fantasy points allowed, seventh in yards per reception allowed to wide receivers. Yeah, I think Corey Davis is a decent flex moving forward, at least this week.
All right, Tara, you're bringing back one of our favorites here in the show, Sky Moore, your number three person here. So let's talk about him. Corey Davis, by the way, 19% rostered on Sleeper. Sky Moore, just 5% rostered. So that was a player that we all had very high hopes for. And then eventually we all just said, okay, it's just time to move on. We have to let it go. And here we are. We're in a spot here where maybe a speculative add down the stretch with some of these injuries that they've had here. Kadarius Toney out, Mecole Hardman out. You know, I know it was kind of a lackluster performance there for the Chiefs offense, but I don't expect that every week. I think this was the Rams' last breath, so to speak, and they just spent it all in this game. And yes, now it's over. And I think the Chiefs withstood that, to be honest. And not every game is going to be pretty. But what do you think here about Sky Moore and whether or not he's worth rostering?
You know, it's crazy the expectations that we had and then how we were let down in the beginning of the season was insane. But what I love right here is that I think he's having a mini rookie late half breakout. We've got 2 weeks in a row, five receptions on six targets. I like the consistency. The snap count is not, you know, super high, unfortunately, but I like the fact that he's being very efficient with how he's being utilized on the field. Kind of maybe similar to Treylon Burks, who I don't have his snap counts for yesterday's game, but prior to that was sitting around the 50% range, even though he was getting more opportunities, more passes. So I'm okay with these rookies here that maybe aren't getting the higher snap counts, but are getting more opportunities through the air with targets and the routes that they're running. And while obviously this does not, I'm not talking about a kind of breakout in terms of like a Christian Watson or Garrett Wilson kind of breakout situation, but I don't think that we should ignore it because it's very possible that even with a tough upcoming schedule, you've got Patrick Mahomes, we've got Mecole Hardman on IR, as you mentioned, it's possible that he can sit here and he can carve out a little role that makes him have some good value. And we know he's a dynamic player. So at some point there could be a nice breakout performance in your, you know, fantasy playoffs. And if you have the room to roster him, you want to be on top of that.
67% of the snaps for Treylon Burks this week to answer that question there. So
moving on,
pretty
up.
Good for a team that runs the football as much as they do. by the way, I just saw this breaking news, of course, on my playbook app, because that's where I get all of my news. Doug Peterson says Etienne was cleared to return versus the Ravens, but apparently did not go back in. So maybe caution. We'll see what that means. But again, it's not a break the bank kind of week at running back anyway. I would play it safe, everybody. Just go back into, well, cover yourself. A little Jermichael Hasty. Just kind of get some insurance, because it's not like Etienne hasn't had foot issues before. And his style of running, I forget which person put this out there, but it was a fascinating thing that I saw in the summertime about when right in the training camp, Deeper, I don't know if you saw this one, but they were showing, you know, the way Travis Etienne runs and the way he plants his feet, that's his style of running is going to lend itself to those plantar fascia kind of injuries. And I thought that was really fascinating. And they were showing him versus another style of runner. And you see the way he, you know, his feet move. And I thought that was really fascinating. So just something long-term to consider, everybody. Again, the little tiny pieces of information. Let's get to D-Bro's third guy. Who you have on the wide receiver list?
It's going to be Isaiah McKenzie. He's only rostered in 34% of sleeper leagues. And going to buy into the cheapest piece of the probably arguably what? Top two, top three offense in the NFL. Yeah. I know the upcoming matchups are not fantastic against the Patriots, the Jets, and the Dolphins, but if you're Josh Allen, do you want to throw against those outside corners for the Patriots? No, I'd much rather pick on Miles Bryant. Do you want to throw against Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed? No, I'd rather pick on Michael Carter. So while the upcoming matchups are not fantastic, McKenzie's coming off a big game. His snaps bounce back to 73%, and the easier matchups for the Bills passing attack moving forward are via the slot. So he's definitely worth the pickup.
All right, let's go to another one for you, Tara. Who is the last guy on your list at wide receiver for week 13?
It is Nico Collins. I want so much more for Nico Collins because
we all do.
He's asserted himself as the wide receiver one of the Texans offense. I feel comfortable saying that right now, unfortunately for Brandon Cooks, but I mean, the targets have been up. The target share is solid. Collins caught 6 of 9 targets for 44 yards on Sunday. And unfortunately, that's just the best that we can get out of him. Within that offense for the Texans, you know, unfortunately there's a solid floor there that he has a, you know, solid 10 fantasy point floor. He just doesn't have the upside to get above 20. So that's why he's number four. If this was a different situation, if we had just a smidgen of better performance out of the quarterback position, I'd bump him up so much. But unfortunately, I can't. The good news is the Texans' schedule coming up is pass friendly. So maybe there will be a little bit of an uptick there. But I like rostering and stashing Nico Collins.
Well, I got good news for you, because next year he's going to have Bryce Young. So that's right. going to be a good positive thing. We're going to go forward there. He's going to be the new QB, and maybe Nico Collins going forward in those keeper dynasty leagues actually becomes a thing. Stranger things have happened. All right. So there you have it. Nico Collins, by the way, D-Bro, 34% rostered, also on your list, correct?
He is my number four guy, and it's just chasing volume. I mean, Tara made a bunch of great points about Nico Collins, and we're just, I mean, volume is king in fantasy. It's, there's ugly spots for it. Nico Collins is one of them. The Nico Collins stat lines on a weekly basis kind of remind me of not this year or the breakout Michael Pittman, but kind of rookie season when we saw flashes Pittman. And with Collins, if he's going to get these intermediate targets, I mean,
and flashes plays Pittman, was that with Brissett, if memory serves?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Memory serves me, right? Yeah, I think so.
I think so. We'd have to go back and check the stats. But I want to say it was it. Tara will tell us for sure. She's smart.
Yes. I try, guys, but I don't know.
Go ahead, D. What else you got? Anything else there?
No, I mean, look, if you're going to look at Collins as at least as in the flex conversation, the matchup this week against the Cleveland Browns can be fantastic. I mean, we know that Deshaun Watson's going to come in there fired up, going to want to put up points, probably going to get the Texans passing late. And as well as the cornerbacks for the Browns, they're allowing the seventh most fantasy points perimeter wide receivers this year.
All right. D-Bro, any other names at wide receiver worthy for you?
No, I mean, there's a lot of guys we've kind of kicked the can on. I think Sky Moore in deeper leagues, like Tara was talking about. I mean, you could always interest me in Sky Moore. I don't know what else Sky Moore has to do to get into Andy Reid's good graces. Like, just give the man snaps.
The sleeper roster percentage of some of these players, too, that we've been, as D-Bro said, kicking the can on, are high, because, you know, that's where the sharper people are playing. But if you look at the ECR roster percentage of guys like Paris Campbell, still hovering around 53%. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Donovan Peoples-Jones at 46%. I mean, come on. Like let's be honest here. Those guys should not be still floating around. Elijah Moore, by the way, just 29% roster too in the ECR. So there's a lot of help still out there to be had. And please plan ahead for week 14. Do that now. You should be looking, all of you. Everyone, listen to Uncle Joe when I tell you, you need to look ahead to week 14. Make adjustments now. Don't wait to the last minute, because then everyone's going to be chasing the same players. It's the worst. Proactive, not reactive. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests against other people for the shot at winning over $150,000 in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb that leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single week. You can always test your skills versus the house at 20x your entry. And if you hit all your picks, boom, bet on the top five player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sporting league, whether it be NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR too. Sign up today with promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS at nohouseadvantage.com, or download the app in app stores and get your first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but where you play. So make sure you're playing at nohouseadvantage.com. And when you do, use that promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS to get that $25 deposit match. And now back to the action. All right. I'm going to react to something here, which is, it's a public apology to Derek Brown, because last week when we got to the quarterbacks, his recommendation, which seemed totally unnecessary to me with the depth of quarterback, that Mac Jones was the guy he was recommending. Well, although the Patriots did not get the victory, Mac Jones threw for 578 million yards. And I will give you the props there on that one, my friend. You nailed the Mac Jones. I didn't see that coming. Didn't think we'd get to that level, but good job. So who's going to dazzle us in week 13 here, Derek Brown?
Well, that's QB7 for you, Mac Jones. Thank you very much, Joe. We're going to go back to the well, man. We just saw this guy perform well, and oh, he gets the same secondary that Mac Jones just torched.
Hell, they're not good.
We're going to go to Mike White, baby. Minnesota, seventh highest success rate per dropback, 13th in EPA, and 8th in fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. We saw Mike White throw a ton last week. He's got the skill players around him. I just went and told you to pick up Corey Davis. So, yeah, I like the quarterback that he's tied to for the week.
All right. There you go. 8% rostered Mike White. I picked him up speculatively last week after the whole stuff going on there with Zach Wilson. I just had a feeling. I talked about it on the show here. Remember? Because in some of those leagues where you have like rolling waivers, you can pick them up. You don't have to wait. And I was like, I'm just going to pick this guy up right now. I'm just going to see what happens. Because I got a bad feeling about the Zach Wilson thing, or a good feeling that it's going to move. Jaquan Brisker was out yesterday. The Bears D is not good. They've already jettisoned pieces like Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith. So Mike White looked very good yesterday, as I thought he would. I agree. It's a good matchup in Minnesota, but I am just a little worried here that we're riding a little.
Are we doing too this close again, to the Joe? Sun? Are we
doing this again? I'm about to do it too.
Feels like we're doing this again, Joe. You know, okay.
The wings of Icarus, the wings have started to melt a little bit here. Okay. Jets D's real good. Always give respect to the Jets D, but we'll see. All right,
we'll catch up on this next week. Okay. Deja vu, Joe. Deja vu.
Tara, give me the quarterback you're looking at week 13. You could stream if you need one.
Well, before I dive into mine, I've got your back, D-Bro, because I too would have selected Mike White as my guy.
Thank you. Speak to this man.
The greatest quarterback in the history of the planet, yes. Mike White, everybody.
And I am kicking myself because I picked him up in a Superflex league and did not have the guts to start him. And
well, the Superflex league that I was talking about, I started Mac Jones over him in my second spot. In all fairness, it was Cousins, Jones, or Mike White. Those are my options. Yeah. So I was like, but yes, that's right.
Poo-poo the take on the show, start him in closed quarters. People don't know about it, but
what happens behind closed doors? I mean, that's nobody's business.
Unless you bring it up and talk about it on the show.
Look, desperate times are desperate measures here. You know, like, man, I was saying going into the season, Superflex was ugly this year, and it was going to only get uglier, and it did. And I'm telling you, like that the days of the safe Phillip Rivers quarterback, Matt Ryan guys, those days are gone where you could just like, I'll just take a couple of these
Stafford
pocket passers. Mm. Yeah. Those guys don't exist anymore. They're all headed towards the end or they're already gone.
Poof.
And what you're left with is a bunch of guys who really can't play the position. It's a scary time in Superflex. Yes. But Tara, since Mike White wasn't available.
Yes.
Give me a guy that you want to stream at QB.
If you can't go with Mike White, I'm streaming Jared Goff. As an alternative.
There you go. There you go.
It's the matchup. You know, matchup against Jacksonville is good. So if you have to. If you want to, you could also, if you're in a super deep league, you could also grab Sam Darnold. I did want to do an honorable mention for him. Mm-hmm. Because after the bye week, good situation for him. Seattle, Pittsburgh, Detroit. So if you're deep and you need to get ahead, like Joe was saying. For week 14, there could be something there.
You're going to laugh. I also on that same roster, this is in the Flex Super Flex Championship League there. I've also got Sam Darnold, who I expected to be added a couple weeks ago. Once I saw Baker Mayfield was back, I was like, well, that's enough for me to go add Sam Darnold for nothing. Just to see what's going on. Now I have too many quarterbacks and I don't have enough spots to play empty. So now what do I do?
That's a great problem to
Mike
have.
Mike White, Mac Jones, and Sam Darnold. Oh, what's a boy to do?
Can all you right, smush them all together into one like super quarterback
and make one good quarterback?
Yeah, Okay.
All right, let's get to the tight end possession. By the way, Jared Goff, 46% rostered. Sam Darnold, I believe much less. I will double check on that.
Just taking a wild guess. It's going to be lower.
The exact number is not as much.
Negative three.
If you had to guess, what do you think it is? I mean, there's enough super flexes. Go ahead. Take a wild guess. What's Sam Darnold, Ross percent?
5%.
Six.
Four.
Okay.
All
right. You guys are both in the neighborhood. There you go. Okay. Tight end position. Tara, who is the tight end you want to add this week?
Again, I would prefer the guy that D-Bro is going to talk about, but I might be mildly in on Tyler Conklin. And it's tough to say because tight end has been just an absolute wasteland. I mean, just horrible, horrible. But, you know, what we're looking at here is we talked about this matchup for the Jets. The upcoming matchup against Minnesota, and it's very possible that they push more pass volume, and I could see that benefit Tyler Conklin. So if you need to take a stab, this week's performance wasn't anything special, but it existed. So it could get an uptick against Minnesota.
I am all for the evolution of fantasy. I think we should always be looking. I was always 10 years ago pushing for Superflex. I'm like, why are we devaluing quarterback? Well, it's guys with 250 points in the waiver wire, this is stupid. We should be playing more quarterbacks, making it harder for everybody. At this point with tight end, after the last 2 years, I think it's time to eliminate tight end and go to the second flex. Mm-hmm. Let's just do it. And you can still have Kelsey. You can still have Andrews. You can go, but you don't have to have a tight end because some offenses nowadays just don't use them at all. And it's just getting more and more of a thing here as we go forward. So why are we beating our heads against the wall? Let's evolve. Derek Brown, before we can evolve, we still have tight ends to play. So who is your guy, a tight end you want to roster this week?
Man, I'm so glad Tara brought up Tyler Conklin. I mean, there's Corey Davis love on the pod. There's Tyler Conklin love on the pod.
It's gangrene. Yes. Go gangrene.
It's probably going to be a good week for Mike White, and that's a good week next week for me. Anyway, go ahead. Foster Moreau is the guy that I got to bring up here. I mean, every down tight end for the Raiders. The matchup this week is fantastic. You get a Chargers defense allowing the third most receiving yards, seventh most fantasy points, and the most yards per reception in the entire NFL to tight ends. Foster Moreau, I mean, got at this point, for tight ends, we're looking at, it's mostly matchup-based streaming, because all of these guys that are out there on the tight end waiver wire that you could possibly pick up at this point of the season, you could poke holes in every one of their resumes. It's like, oh, well, he was good, but then he sucked. Oh, he was good, but then he sucked. Oh, he sucks now.
Right. It's all about touchdown equity. Let's be honest. You get your tight end. I catch a touchdown. You're tight end once. That's it. Yeah. So, and look, Moreau's got two out of the last 3 weeks with them. Jawan Johnson, another guy we talked about a ton. Yep. I mean, these are the guys that are doing it. Conklin's interesting, though. Now, Conklin definitely, I know he only had the three targets, but he did catch all three for 50 yards. And I think they were showing, I think it was the first drive of the game where Mike White had more completed passes in the first drive than Zach Wilson had in the whole week before. That was an amazing stat. I was like, oh God. And they just kept doing it to him the entire game. And I was just like, man, this is like, you know, kind of felt bad for the kids, sort of, kind of. And then I remembered he had a signing bonus and then I didn't feel as bad.
Joe, did you see the cutaways, like, or the pictures of him on the side? He looked like King Joffrey getting rained on. He's like,
I couldn't tell if it was the same face that Anakin Skywalker makes right before he goes into the Jedi elementary school. I feel like it was that, or the same face that I made when they told me we were out of pumpkin pie. There was no more pie left. Same fair. Face.
Both?
That's the face.
Bit of both?
Joe Pizza P is 17. There's the Twitter machine. All right, let's go to the D's of the week. D-Bro, who's the D for you this week?
Seattle Seahawks. This just comes down to matchups.
I support this message. Let's go.
This week, they get to face Bryce Perkins, first of his name, author of 4.3 yards per attempt. It's going to be nice. They're only out there rostered in 17% of sleeper leagues. Go pick them up. It's not going to take much. Even if you have to put $2 on them. These outside corners for Seattle is going to feast against these practice squad wide receivers, and Bryce Perkins is just going to be throwing YOLO balls into their hands.
Nobody wants to hear this, but I talk about them almost every week on the TV show on Sundays, where you're looking for a cheap defense. It's always the Seattle Seahawks every week. And they're them the 11th Commanders ranked fantasy every defense. Time. The Commanders are another one, too.
Yep.
But like, Seattle is going to give up points, but they're opportunistic. They create turnovers. You know, they get to the quarterback. They do things that get you fantasy points. I think that's something to keep in mind. That's what you're looking for. It's a great matchup against the Rams too. Tara, who is your defense that you're looking for in week 13?
For me, it is Cleveland against Houston. I think we kind of got into a similar situation of you know, whether or not it's, you know, Davis Mills bench for the rest of the year and they're going with Kyle Allen for the rest of the season. Either way, this is not a good situation. There's going to be interceptions. There's going to be low yardage. And, you know, unfortunately for Damian Pierce, you can just literally just stop him, stack the box, because these quarterbacks can't throw on you. So, yeah, you know, Cleveland's defense hasn't been spectacular, but they are very low rostered, and it is a good opportunity.
Low rostered indeed, 3%. Seattle Seahawks, 17%. Tara, is this the Houston Texans Super Bowl here? You know, Deshaun Watson coming into town. Like, is this the game that they get up for? I mean, we saw it a couple weeks ago where they got up to play the Eagles.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's been not very good since. But is there a universe here in the script where all of a sudden this game becomes far more interesting and entertaining than we realize? I'm the fantasy Loki, so I always like to ask these questions.
I don't think so. I don't think so, man. This is just, it's going to be a sad, sad game. I'm interested to see how Deshaun Watson is going to.
Well, he hasn't played in a year and a half.
Yeah, this is.
It looks pretty terrible in the preseason, too, just throwing that out there.
Let's talk about that, D. Like, is there a world here where he's super flat and the Texans are just, you know, super ramped up and that crowd super ramped up? And I don't know. I like when things go sideways. It's fun to watch. All right, let's go to the next bit here. For those of you who are not using free agent budget, for those of you who are just using those good old-fashioned waivers, Derek Brown, give me your top five here that you want to add in the order for week 13.
Was that a shot? Do you think that people in the South don't believe in Fab?
We don't like your Fab. We like the old-fashioned way.
We like caught on the waivers.
You take your Fab and you go up north, Yankee. That's what I want you to do.
You know what?
You go up north. No. You stay up north with your free agent budget. No. And you're getting whatever free agent you want. I don't care for that. There's rules here. That's what we got.
I'm speechless right now.
I can't wait to get you that big hat. When Derek Brown,
Christmas morning, when Derek Brown opens up the box,
it's the big giant hat. I gotta
say, the only question is, can they get the box in the front door? Like, or do you have to take the door off the hinge? I needed some scope on the size of that because I really didn't get a good scale on how big that truly was.
I don't know, but I'm looking while you give everybody your picks here. I'm gonna look and see.
Are you Googling the hat company?
I am Googling the big hat.
Oh, God, nice. Great. Thanks. Oh, why is this my life? All right, I have no idea
how much I'm willing to spend potentially.
I know. That's why people think this is a bit. But I do believe that, like, you're just going to text me tomorrow and say, ordered it.
You know, forget bonuses. We're going to pay you in a big hat at the end of the year. That's where you're going
to go. Oh, I need to. All right. I'm pulling up Slack right now
Come on. All right.
Fine. I'm just trying to filibuster so you go away from doing what you're doing. All right. My number one guy is Kyren Williams. Number two is Michael Hasty. Number three is going to be Zay Jones. Bam Knight makes it in at four. And rounding out the top five, Corey Davis.
You're going to be upset because it's not as expensive as you would hope it would.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Man.
It's good times.
Merry Christmas.
It's good. No.
It's going to be great. I don't know what the shipping is, but we haven't gotten there. Tara, give me your top five waiver wire ads for week 13.
For me, I feel more comfortable with the wide receivers. So my top five, it is Van Jefferson, Zay Jones, and we go to running backs with Zonovan Knight, Kyren Williams, and Sky Moore.
Debra, what's your hat size? Make sure you tell me in the Slack chat after. I want it to fit right.
I'll send it right over, Joe.
Because if you don't, I'm just going to guess. Or I'm gonna I don't know if you want that.
No. Fine. You win. I'll send it.
All right. There you go. I always win at the end.
Keep or drop.
Let's go to keep or drop here. Some players that may or may not have high roster percentages that maybe it's time to get rid of, or maybe you want to keep them around. Kenyon Drake, 64% roster. Derek Brown, you want to keep or drop him?
Bye.
Tara Roberts, you done with Kenyon Drake? 64% rostered on the sleeper act.
We can cut.
Okay, cut Kenyon Drake. James Robinson, 69% rostered. Tara, this one's more complicated. So do you want to keep him? And active yesterday was something everybody just kind of looked at and went, what? And then you have the injury to Michael Carter. So now we're in kind of a weird place here. What do you think? You still holding on to James Robinson?
I'm holding on. They want to be a run-heavy team. They're not going to push high volume. So there's opportunity for any of those backs when Michael Carter is out.
Same deal for you? You want to hold James Robinson? No.
Nope.
Derek Brown's done. Mm-mm. Why?
I've been out. Like,
I know you've been out, but now I want to know if I can pull you back in.
No, you can't get me back in. That was going to be the next punchline. It's like, no, and I'm not coming back in. Like, no, I'm out. I'm staying out. I'm fine being out. Like, James Robinson, I don't even know if he's fully healthy at this point. So him being a healthy and active, we could try to poke up whatever kind of pins and put whatever we want in that and try to tell ourselves great stories about it. It still equals not good. And at this point of the season, I could craft really easy narratives for you and tell you that Bam Knight or Ty Johnson are the more effective runners. So nothing. No. Bye-bye, James Robinson.
All right, for those maybe still carrying the torch, even in single QB leagues, for Russell Wilson, 64% rostered, I think it's finally time for us to, let it go. Don't you think, D-Bro?
I want to throw this back at you, Joe. If you got pushed against it, who would you roster in a shallow Superflex league? Russell Wilson or Mike White?
Oh, Mike White.
Yeah,
I mean, I got zero hesitation.
But Mike some White. People might Ooh. Think that's crazy. And I'm like, it's really not.
No, what's crazy really is continuing to put Russell Wilson out there.
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown for more than one touchdown in a game since week four. And he's had more games here with zero than he has with multiple touchdowns because he's got one, it's bad, two, three. I mean, it is as bad as it gets. Russell Wilson, are you done too, Tara, with Russell Wilson? Is it time? Just cut him?
I've been done. Okay. Yeah, in one QB, I've been done. Just because even at his best, he doesn't offer the upside. Like, if you give me Daniel Jones in a good matchup or, say, Russell Wilson, there's no hesitation. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones in the good matchup because I know he can get me over 20 fantasy points. And I don't have faith that Russell Wilson can do that anymore. We've seen, you know, two good matchups for, you know, Las Vegas and Carolina. He couldn't thrive in either one of those. This is bad. I don't see it changing.
No, I don't either. And I got to tell you, in those deeper single quarterback leagues too, where people were holding on to Russell Wilson. Cause I know, cause I take these questions all the time in our Discord. They say, you know, look, I'm streaming this guy. I'm streaming this guy. I'm holding on to Wilson. Look, it's it. It's done. It's over. Let's move on. You can't beat Carolina. Then what can you do at the end of the day?
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's get to our Discord question from our listener mailbag. And of course it's free to join fantasybros.com/chat. So go do that. But premium subscribers get access to stages, AMAs, and a whole lot more. And today we've got a question from Down Bad Colts Yanks fan. It's an interesting amalgamation of fandoms there. Everybody loves the Yankees and the Colts. That's a very popular combination. The question is a very simple one, folks. Can I drop AJ Dillon now? That's the question. question for you, Ty Roberts. Can I drop AJ Dillon now?
Oh man, it depends on your league size. It depends on your roster construction, because at the end of the day, he is a handcuff to Aaron Jones. And that's a very, you know, it's a profitable position in the Green Bay offense. But
I don't know why you'd want to. He had a touchdown last night. Like, exactly. I think this is a hard no. Like,
right. I was like a cut before and okay, but what if you got to hold on right now?
The other side of this coin is what if it's a Jordan
Love?
What, right? That's my point. What if it's a Jordan Love led offense? Interested?
Look, down bad. This is the worst time to drop AJ Dillon. You might have held on long enough where the broken clock has come back around and you're right again.
You did. Like, the cut was like a month ago.
It was right in week one, and it's been wrong ever since. Mm-hmm. Now is not the time to drop AJ Dillon. No. Especially for the guys that are out there on the waiver wire right now. Tara Roberts, it's always a joy to have you on the program. We're so grateful to have you here as part of our Fantasy Pros crew. Follow her on the Twitter machine at It's Tara Time. Go check out our contest, fantasypros.com/contest. Only a couple days left for that Austin Eckler jersey. Go get that right away. I'm going to go order a big giant hat for Derek Brown. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Pristine Auction. Head over to pristineauction.com/register. That's Pristine auction.com/register. And use that promo code fantasy. That's one word, fantasy, for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at Pristine Auction. And No House Advantage. Sign up with promo code PROS, that's PROS, at nohouseadvantage.com, or download the app in the App Store to get your first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but where you play. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For D-Bro and Tara, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids. I gotta buy me some hats.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.